Today is August 31st, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $20,121.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's up, Rick?
Oh, same old, different day. Different. Soon to be a different month.
Yeah, it is. We are approaching the monthly end, or the month end for Bitcoin. Like I said earlier, we're at $20,121. We saw a little bit of a rebound based off of the Fed news from last Friday, right? Where Jerome Powell had made his statements at Jackson Hole, basically saying, you know, that more than likely a 0.75% or 75 basis point rate hike was coming in September. So that kind of made everybody like, oh, we're going to go back down again. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it just kind of happens over and over. So we've recovered slightly from that. I mean, we're still not back up in the $25,000 range, and we're still not even close to the $69,000 range that we were at before. So there is that. There's a lot of that going on.
Yep, a lot of not good stuff. And I'm pretty sure that the Federal Reserve is going to increase interest rates. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, a lot of times when the market sees something, they almost build it into the current price. So I wonder how much, when they do increase rates, how bad things get across all markets.
Well, and it's always funny, too, like when you look at that, it always seems to be like everything tanks, like either everything kind of tanks right before, and then you can tell the day of the announcement of the meeting minutes or whatever they're going to do, you either see that sharp increase up or the sharp decrease down, right, based off whatever their minutes are. And then like 2 to 3 days later, it's like everybody's like, oh, whatever, let's just get on with things, and they start making money again, right? So everything starts to kind of trickle back up. So
go ahead. I don't know. I do think, you know, we were talking about German energy prices, and it's not just Germany. I mean, it was France and Germany at the tip of the spear, but it's basically all of Europe. Man, I think an economic winter is coming. I see no way around that. I mean, if you have to pay how much money to heat your home, I mean, if it's $1 per kilowatt hour, that is insane.
Well, and you know what's interesting? I mean, we've talked about, and maybe I think we talked about this on the BitByte whenever we first started this podcast. You know, the central bank digital currencies, we know they're coming. I saw a report the other day saying that we could expect them in the United States like to have them by May. It was either March or May. It was one of the two. I'll have to look that up and see for sure, but it's kind of interesting. I mean, if we're looking at that close to when they're talking about releasing those, Europe may be doing something similar. We've talked about a universal basic income for a while, right?
Yes.
Do you think that, I mean, they're going to use this time to take advantage of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just...
Go ahead.
Well, it's not just that they're going to give you money, but they're also going to expect certain things from the citizenry if you accept it, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be some definite strings attached. I mean, the central bank digital currency, when that does get implemented, I mean, it is going to track everything it's probably going to track everything about you, your purchases. I mean, that's just the baseline of what it's tracking. They'll probably track other statuses like your health status. Have you been boosted? Have you had this, that, and the other? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're going to have it in place by March, I mean, that means the dollar has got to die before that. Because people aren't going to just adopt the dollar unless it's dead, or something other than the dollar, unless the dollar is officially dead.
Well, it'll still be a dollar. It's just going to be digital dollar. I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to play out. I mean, especially with what we have kind of lining up in Europe due to the energy crisis that we've got going on over there. I mean, obviously we're going to be paying through the nose, and obviously so are they. So what is that going to look like? I mean, I was even looking at my natural gas bill here, right? And normally, like, your summer months are your cheapest time for gas, right? You don't pay a whole lot. But I mean, those bills are, it's almost, it's not quite double what it normally is this time of year, but it's pretty close. And I mean, I know the gas usage isn't anything close to what we do use in the winter.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's like $9 a scuff. And for a while we got used to prices somewhere in the $2 to $3 range.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's, you know, a few years ago before the world went crazy.
Yeah. Well, but even last year, it still wasn't that much. I mean, my gas bill, like, during the summer months would be, like, maybe $48, maybe, for a month. Yeah. And now, you know, I'm in, like, the $70, $75, $78 range. So it's kind of interesting, for sure. And then electric, it hasn't been as big of a hike, at least not yet, as what I was expecting, because I thought it was going to be ridiculous this summer. And it's been higher, but it's not as... I'm not seeing as much of one as what I saw with gas. However, that may all change here pretty soon, too, because I want to say that the utility for electricity was going to start to increase here pretty soon.
Yep.
Crazy.
It'll be kind of crazy. And the other part of this, you know, we were talking about the Green New Deal, is when you're getting your solar or your energy from solar and wind, and you know how our grid is set up, is it's meant to match demand. Whatever they're seeing, they're going to increase the output at the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that's coal, nuclear, what maybe a natural gas turbine, that type of situation. Whereas if you're getting it off of batteries and solar, they're not able to just produce it at night. And so one thing that's been instituted in a lot of places, like in Texas, when they had that winter storm, is when things got crazy, like the grid went down, your usage, if you're using the grid, like the bill was like 10 times higher, like the price was 10 times higher. So the price was floating. It wasn't fixed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you heard those horror stories about that, right? You heard the horror stories of, like, crazy utility bills coming out of Texas during that time for, you know, and people were just, like, panicking, like, oh, my gosh, I've got this $2,000 electric bill. You know, my pipes are all frozen. Like, I wasn't able to heat my home, all this other stuff. It was just, that was a crazy time. And, I mean, maybe that was just a test. Testing it out. Well, let's see, how can we screw the man even more?
Screw the little man even more.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be in store for us. So I'm just saying.
Interesting note, Bitcoin prices have been falling ever since that remark from Jerome Powell, from what we were talking about. And actually, we've seen an increase in whale addresses. 15 new whale wallets come online, which doesn't sound like a lot in 5 days. However, the big thing to keep in mind is that whale addresses are any addresses that hold between 100 and 1,000 Bitcoin. And so there's 15 new wallets that hit that criteria that have been opened within the past 5 days, which is quite a bit of money. So at the minimum, what is that, like $2 million at least?
Yeah.
Is my math right or is that wrong?
No, that's right. I mean, for 20,000, 100... that's going to be $2 million.
Yeah, and that's at the low end, right? So it could be anywhere in between that. Up to, that would have to be $2
billion then? Yeah, 1,000 times higher.
Yeah.
You said 100 to 1,000, so, yeah, well, up to 20 million, right? Because it's higher.
20 million, yeah, 1,000. You're right. Yeah, 20 million. So $2 million to $20 million. Bitcoin addresses, basically, in U.S. dollars anyways, right? And then you were bringing up something interesting about BlackRock. We had talked about, you know, there was a lot of the housing shortage was almost manufactured because there was investment firms buying. And what were you looking at there?
Well, I was just looking at the fact that BlackRock, well, I was thinking about it. We're starting to give investors options to buy cryptocurrency. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, in the past year, you know, especially in 2020 and 2021, they were buying homes, single family homes, you know, at ridiculously cheap rates and increasing their balance sheet. And ever since the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, you know, it's not exactly been good for their portfolio. And just looking at the past year, I mean, they've lost since the beginning of the year, they are down. What is that? $300 per stock. They were over 900. Now they're 666.
It's the devil's stock right there.
It is the devil's stock right now, at least. Don't buy. But yeah, they're down $241 or 26% basically. And I was just thinking, you know, if the Federal Reserve is going to continue jacking up the interest rate, BlackRock is going to get screwed big time. I don't know, just something to think about.
Yeah, there's definitely the possibility. I mean, obviously, if we're going into, if everything is going to happen the way that you think it's going to, where we're going to have complete, like, just implosion of the economy as it is, it won't matter. There's not going to be any safe havens. It'll just be whatever survives after the aftermath, right?
Yep. Well, who knows? Maybe BlackRock will be sitting golden because they actually have assets instead of cash on hand when cash becomes useless.
Well, I mean, if you would, you know, you goes back to, I was talking with somebody that likes to invest quite a bit. And I think I told you about this. Basically, he was talking about, you know, I was asking him, I said, where would you shelter your money? And he was just hard assets, you know, real estate, those types of things, like tangible real goods, really, is what he was talking about, right? So that's your gold, your silver, your, for me, a tangible asset to me is Bitcoin. So I say Bitcoin's a good one. But yeah, anything that's a hard asset. So, I mean, real estate's not a bad asset. But that's if you can survive the housing crash, you know, or whatever that may be, if that's going to come out that way.
Yep. No, it's just something that's kind of interesting. I mean, they're a very big company. They control they have a very large portfolio. It's just, how are they going to manage to survive this? And you got to think they're really connected to everything, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, BlackRock, like if BlackRock, but BlackRock is also one of the big supporters of the whole ESG movement, right?
Yes, they are.
So, and that's kind of interesting too, because they bashed on Bitcoin earlier, or like a year ago, two years ago, during the early rise of the Bitcoin market, right? During the bull run right after the crash of March or whatever of 2020. In early 2021, they were bashing Bitcoin because it wasn't green, right? And now they're kind of lining up for it. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's just kind of something I'd point out. It's a very big player getting involved in Bitcoin, looking at the greater economy. I mean, if they believe in it, I mean, maybe that really is where the future is going.
Yeah. Yep. And then about 9 hours ago, we have a report that an anonymous Bitcoin whale just moved $63 million worth of Bitcoin off of Coinbase. So just so you know, like whenever, like if you're looking at news reports and you see anything like this, just for people that may not be aware, when you see Bitcoin coming off the exchanges, that's usually a good thing. When you see Bitcoin being deposited onto the exchanges, that's where, you know, trouble could be brewing. But sometimes those are spoof trades that'll happen too. But if it's going onto an exchange, that means more than likely somebody's looking to liquidate. If they're pulling it off, that means they're looking to hold into long term. So just as a reminder, whenever you see stuff like that, if you're ever watching the news or you hear anything like that, that's really what those mean.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah. 63 million off.
Yep.
So that's even outside of your whale that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, well, and that's a single individual that pulled off that much. One whale address did that. Took it off of Coinbase and put it into cold storage for all we know. I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows exactly where that went and why, but it takes a lot of data analytics to find that out. But you can find it out. I mean, if that's the one thing about Bitcoin, right?
Everything's open.
Everything's open. Everybody can see what's inside of your safety deposit box. They just can't touch it. But what's your predictions for this next month? Price-wise, where do you think we're going to go?
I don't think it's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be catastrophic. I mean, we'll see. Me personally, I think I'd be more curious about what happens in October, the October surprise this year.
Yeah.
That's a little bit what I'm more worried about. I think September is going to be still steady, Eddie. Keep going. Come October, all bets are off.
Yeah, I'm curious early on. So I'm curious, first off, CPI numbers. I'm wondering what's going to happen with those as we go into September. Are we going to see an increase, or are they going to stay the same? Are we actually going to see a decrease again? The next question I would have is, there's a chart pattern forming on Bitcoin right now, which would be a double bottom. If we can go back up at this point and start to reclaim the $25,000 mark, and then if we do, then that means you could see like a possible 50% increase in the BTC price. However, we're not in that kind of risk off or risk on it, you know, environment, right?
Right.
Like the macro environment is still so choppy and unpredictable. Like everybody's just like, whoa, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? So I don't know. I don't know if we'll get a double bottom out of this or not, or if we're going to go lower. That's the ultimate question with Bitcoin. And I mean, either way, just I continue to buy. Just dollar cost average. Keep on keeping on if you can. But that's not financial advice.
Nope. As just telling you what I do.
Yeah.
What an exercise.
What do you think the CPI numbers are going to come out at for September? Well, I guess it would be for August.
August, I think they're going to be cooked. Probably showing slightly lower inflation rate is my guess, but we will see.
You think it'll be like below 8, or do you think we'll still be in that 8 range? Because we came out at 8.6, I think is what we were for July.
Well, I think it's probably going to be 8 point something, like below 8.6. Let's say between 8 and 8.5.
Okay.
It's not going to show crazy.
You're not saying we're going to see like 7.9.
No, I don't think. I mean, if it does, then we definitely know they're cooking the books. But but you know, they're going to show, hey, we are getting a handle on this, and we're taking this serious, and we're going to raise the interest rates again.
Yep. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, because I mean, we should have that pretty early on in September, and then after that, we'll get the Fed's interest rate hike or pause. But I mean, we know they're going to do a hike again. We know that's coming. So the absolutely question is how much. I don't know if they'll actually do the 75 basis points or not. We shall see. But yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We hope you have a safe and happy holiday Labor Day weekend coming up, especially for those of you that like to not labor on Labor Day.
Or go into labor. I mean, especially Godspeed on that.
Yeah, good luck. Well, do it now, I guess. If you're going to get it out of the way, get it out of the way now. Or hold on to that baby till it gets past, till we get through winter.
Just wait until it's nice and right.
Yeah, keep them legs closed. That's horrible. I'm sorry. Thank you all for listening.
Peace.